This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, Jay Powell and the Fed. Kate and Courtney and I were talking about them, as we do on Fridays, up at the top of the program, some weeks. Interest rates are staying where they are, as we all know. The thing is, we here at Marketplace and elsewhere, as Kate was saying, get perhaps overexcited in a Fed week. But for those who don't cover the economy for a living, Fed meetings can seem a bit, well, dry. Not the fun stuff of a Friday evening, shall we say. Make no mistake, though, the drama is real. You just got to stay awake for it, as special correspondent Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
In the world of economics, Jerome Powell's speeches are as dramatic as it gets. The Federal Reserve chair is the U.S. economy's Iron Throne. When Powell speaks, markets all over the world surge and plunge. For days, weeks afterwards, people pore over every phrase. Is there reason to hope? Is an economic winter coming? What will Powell say?
Good afternoon.
This is as dramatic a moment as you get for the U.S. economy. Behold, the father of interest rates is speaking.
My colleagues and I remain squarely focused on our dual mandate to promote maximum employment and stable prices for the American people.
Okay, so it is that special kind of drama, the kind where maybe you start thinking about your grocery list in the middle of it. Ernie Tedeschi was chief economist under President Biden, now works at Yale. And at the White House, it was part of his job and the job of his team to obsess over every word that came out of the Federal Reserve.
We would take a lot of note about the language that he used to talk about where he thought things were going.
Tedeschi still remembers this moment back in March of 2020. It was just after COVID hit, and nobody knew yet how many jobs had been lost or how long the shutdown would last. And in the midst of all that chaos, the Federal Reserve issued a statement.
They just said straight out, we are bringing interest rates down to zero, one year zero. We are beginning to purchase treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. And you just and you step back and you're just like, this is a game changer. This very simple, unadorned statement just had massive implications.
That's the Fed. No sound, no fury, signifying everything. And the drama is pretty high right now. This week, everyone, like the whole world, was waiting to hear what this powerful institution was going to do.
Today, the FOMC decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged and to continue to reduce our securities holdings.
So just in case you started thinking about your grocery list again, that was Jay Powell announcing the Fed is not going to move interest rates, which sounds very undramatic. But with an institution as powerful as the Fed, there's no such thing as undramatic, says Tedeschi.
There are all of these reverberations throughout the economy.
Case in point, the housing market. It was going gangbusters during the pandemic. Millions of people all across the country started snapping up homes with more space, more nature.
They were doing crazy things. Like people would say, like, whatever your highest offer is, I'm going to offer $10,000 more.
Helen Jong is a real estate broker in Lake Elsinore, a little town near the mountains in California. Lots of camping, boating.
We're the dream extreme city.
Jong says that super hot housing market went ice cold.
It's rough. Yeah, like you listen to the builders talk, you listen to the realtors that are trying to sell the houses. Everyone's having a little rough time.
A rough time mostly brought on by rising interest rates. Over 2 years, Jerome Powell raised interest rates 11 times in a series of very unexciting sounding speeches. But the content of those speeches hit the housing market like 1,000 angry dragons. Home sales plummeted. In Lake Elsinore, Helen Jong says, it went from all cash offers and bidding wars to crickets. Because as soon as would-be homebuyers did the math, they realized just how high their mortgage payments were going to be.
With the higher interest rate, they're surprised. And then they like, okay, when I could afford it, I'll come back in the market. So like all of my buyers were sitting on the fence. People are kind of stuck.
and as would-be homebuyers sit on the fence, business slows down for movers, contractors, landscapers, decorators. So all of those businesses, they cut their prices, and that is inflation coming down. It is also the economy slowing down. In the last few months, retailers like Best Buy and Lowe's have said high interest rates are crushing their sales, forcing store closures and thousands of layoffs. And all because of the words of Jerome Powell.
We said it would be bumpy.
And until his next announcement in May, all we can do is wait to see what the Federal Reserve will decide to do about interest rates. Wait, along with on-the-fence homebuyers, business owners, CEOs, world leaders, global markets, we wait for Jerome Powell to give the word.
We will continue to make our decisions meeting by meeting.
It's pretty dramatic. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.